A bright white light shines out from the center of a black screen. The screen lightens to reveal looming clouds in a blue sky. The light gleams from a torch held aloft by a statuesque woman wearing Grecian-style robes. She stands on a raised plinth before the cloudy sky. Columbia, a Sony Pictures Entertainment Company. On a blurred, deep blue screen, two circles of steel rotate, a dazzling light reflected off the shining metal. They're held in place by a crescent of steel. Revolution Studios. White letters on a black background, white chicks. Small black eyes appear within the larger white ones. Hazy cloud hangs low over the sprawling city of New York. In a downtown street lined with small local stores, groups of kids mill about on the sun-dappled pavement. A teenage girl is skipping as a large blue van pulls up, written on the side in white letters, Primalita. Three white men wearing jeans, white shirts and baseball caps get out. Inside a shop, a dark-skinned man with a quiff, handlebar moustache and a very hairy chest is prancing about with a cigar in his mouth. He looks up as the men, baseball caps gone, saunter in.
Epa, epa! Hola, amigo! ¿Qué tú quieres, pavo?
He shakes his head.
Where's Manny? Tell him the ice cream man is here.
Manada!
Aquí, papi!
Ven acá!
Aquí, amigo!
Come
in! Another dark-skinned man with thinning hair, large moustache and cigar in his mouth shimmies in, shaking a pair of maracas. The tall, heavy-jawed man at the counter frowns at the pair as they jig about, then suddenly frees.
Hammer time! Oh!
They break into an MC Hammer routine. The heavy-jawed man glares.
Hey! Can we get down to business? You got the money?
Aquí. ¿Cuánta la mela? Aira, ¿cuánta la mela? Aira, ¿cuánta la mela? Aira, ¿cuánta la mela? Tell him, papi.
He said that he's not gonna give you one red cent until you tell him what flavor the ice cream is.
Vanilla. That's what you ordered.
Manny combs his few strands of hair across his bald pate.
Okay.
Yes.
The quiff sporting coochie opens a briefcase of cash.
It's all about the Benjamin, baby!
Bring in the star!
Bring in the star!
There's your ice cream.
He grabs the cash.
Un momento, mono. Darling, I see you coming.
Manny pretends to fire a gun. Climbing on the counter, he talks to a jar.
¿Cómo se llama, papi? ¿Por qué?
A heavy-jawed Russian frowns.
He's coming. And he say, la 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 bomba, ese testigo, tan poca de gracia. Darling.
He say.
FBI, you're under arrest. He's gonna run.
No, he ain't.
You owe me a dollar.
The Russian flees, they give chase.
Hey, we gonna be quick.
Having pulled off their disguises, the two FBI agents, Kevin and Marcus, attack the three Russians. Marcus punches the heavy jawed guy, Kevin dives at the other two. Kevin hits one with a coffee pot, Marcus is thrown.
Damn! Now I'm gonna bust your ass.
Marcus relaunches his attack, the heavy jawed Russian flings him over the counter.
Is that all your big ass got?
Marcus clambers onto the big Russian's back. Kevin shoves one henchman into the other and pulls his gun.
Enough! Kevin! Kevin! All right, you two over here. Right now. I swear I'll shoot both of you. Kevin!
Still getting a piggyback ride from the Russian, Marcus is firmly locked in the big man's grasp. Kevin punches the Russian in the stomach till he falls to his knees, releasing Marcus. Between them, they fell him.
Damn, Marcus, why you always gotta pick the biggest dude? I don't know. I like a challenge. See? What did I tell you, huh? We did it, right? Huh? Didn't I tell you? Huh?
You the man.
No help, no backup.
You the man.
And we gonna get all the credit. The biggest bust of our career.
Yeah.
400 keys of pure...
Kevin sticks a finger in one of the Russians' ice cream tubs.
Vanilla ice cream? What? Hey, yo, my man! Hey, where's the drug?
I know nothing about drugs. I sell ice cream, strawberry, vanilla, Neapolitan, for example.
Three burly-looking guys wander in.
Hey, tell Manny his ice cream delivery is here.
Kevin and Marcus share a look. The bald-headed drug dealer eyes the Russian's cowering henchman.
Never mind. Wrong store.
FBI! Police!
Kevin and Marcus aim their guns. The drug dealers pull theirs, and Kevin and Marcus dive behind the counter. The shop, including the ice cream tubs, is shot to pieces.
Marcus! I'm good!
The drug dealers run for it under a hail of bullets. The Russians also make their escape.
They're moving! Let's go!
The drug dealers flee across the street. The Russians clamber back into their van. As Kevin and Marcus emerge, they see two ice cream delivery vans heading in opposite directions.
Which one? I don't know!
They reluctantly lower their guns.
God! Damn! I told you we should call for backup. You know the chief's gonna kill us, right?
Later, the chief's paddling in ice cream.
Let me give you guys a little tip. See, if you're gonna operate outside the channels, do the whole renegade cop thing, you might want to make sure that you get the right guy.
Well, Chief, we almost had the guy. Our intelligence was just a little off.
Just wait a minute. Intelligence? Look around, Newcope. There's nothing intelligent about this. Now, I'm tired of your escapades. I want them to stop. The last thing I need is to be the laughing stock of the Bureau. And furthermore, the...
Marcus held up a finger.
Hold on. Hello? Baby, I can't talk. The chief is chewing my ass right now. I gotta call you back, okay? Sorry, chief.
As I was saying...
The chief takes out his cell phone and answers it.
Gordon here. Yes, he is.
The chief hands the phone to Marcus.
It's for you.
Thank you. Baby, I'm still with the chief. No, he's really not happy now. Okay, I gotta go by. Thanks, Chief.
Marcus hands the phone back to the gobsmacked chief.
You guys, get this place cleaned up. I expect to have a full report on my desk tomorrow.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
And in the meantime, I'm checking with the Bureau to see if they got any openings. In Iraq.
The guys share a look to stocky-suited agents Harper and Gomez.
Dynamic duo strikes again. Way to go, Baskin and Robin.
or is it... Hog and Dawes.
Hog and Dawes! Woo! You got that? Oh,
that's good. Funny. I like that. Later, Hog.
Yeah, adios, Dawes.
Hate these guys, dude.
God. All right. Well, let's get this place cleaned up.
All right.
Okay, so, you do the floor, clean all the ice cream up, and I'll go warm the car.
Okay.
Marcus double takes, staring after Kevin. Night, inside an apartment, the handsome black Marcus opens the fridge. Lit on the side of a Chinese takeaway carton, here's dinner.
Okay, so much for a hot meal.
Marcus turns away from the fridge, finding his wife Gina standing hands on hips, her hair in curlers.
Hey, baby.
Don't hey, baby, me. I can't believe you had me sitting here all night worried about you.
All night? Baby, it's only 8 o'clock. Look, after work, me and Kevin, we went down to the bar, and we just had a couple of drinks.
I know. I called the bar. They said you left at 7:45. I checked MapQuest, Marcus. It only takes 6 minutes to get there from here. So if you've got somebody on the side, Marcus, you need to tell me.
Baby, listen to what you just said. MapQuest said it takes 6 minutes to get here. I got here in 8, which means there's 2 minutes unaccounted for. If I was cheating on you, don't you think I need more than 2 minutes?
She shoots him a look.
You know what? I ain't gonna deal with this. I'm tired, okay? I had a long day at work. I got shot at.
See, that is exactly what I'm talking about. We don't communicate.
Okay, fine. You wanna communicate?
Yes.
Come on. Let's communicate, okay?
Okay. Let's start with last week.
Last week?
You and I were supposed to go shopping together. We get to the mall. I buy this beautiful dress. I get my hair done. You don't say anything. I don't know. Maybe you just don't want to...
He's fallen asleep.
Marcus! Did you hear me just now?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what I said.
Everything. You was communicating.
Marcus, don't play with me right now. I am not in the mood. I cannot believe you came home late and then you start to... Marcus! You are falling asleep again? I am talking to you.
I wasn't sleeping, baby. I just closed my eyes and visualizing your words.
Oh, really? Yeah. Visualizing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, why don't you paint me a picture of what I just said?
Hold on.
You know why? Because you are falling asleep again. Marcus! Marcus!
His head lolls back at the FBI.
Well, well, well. If it isn't Ben and Jerry.
Let me ask you guys a question. When the chief goes to the bathroom,
which one of you guys holds his balls and which one wipes?
Oh, that's the ball holder right there.
Yeah. Let me tell by a little cup in his hand.
See, that is exactly the attitude that's going to keep you guys working the shit detail while we're working the socialite kidnapping case.
You guys got the socialite kidnapping case?
That's right. What's that? Well, I think I hear the chief flushing. We better get going. Whose turn is it to wipe yours?
I think it's your turn to wipe,
my
and
turn.
I guess I'll hold the balls.
That's right.
Harper and Gomez saunter off. The chief's holding a briefing.
Now, we received this from Mr. Andrew Wilson, CEO of Wilson Cruise Lines. It was delivered to his home. The girls in the photo are his daughters, and Harris is to the Wilson fortune. We believe they are the kidnapper's next victim. Mr. Wilson has given us permission to shadow his daughters. We're going to set up surveillance. And if the kidnapper strikes this time, we will be ready. Now, the Wilson sisters will be flying into JFK this morning. So who's going to pick them up?
Everyone looks away.
Okay. Obviously, everyone has read the profile on the girls. Still, somebody's got to do it.
I don't think this is a good idea. Kevin, I don't care. Okay? We deserve to be on this case just as much as Gomez and Harper.
I know, but we don't want to interrupt the man in the middle of a briefing.
Well, somebody got to stand up to him. Kevin!
Chief! What?
Marcus has something he want to tell you.
What? Chief, we just want to know if we could get on the case.
You're on.
Later, at the airport.
The boys over at Intel seem to think that the kidnapper's a guy named Ted Burton. Says Burton was a partner of Wilson's and some other associates in some business venture that failed. Says he spent time in the federal pen and lost his fortune. Guy's been MIA since his release, and those dates coincide with the first kidnapping. What do you think?
I think this babysitting gig sucks.
Dude, relax. Look, man, all we gotta do is pick these chicks up, drop their ass off in the Hamptons, and then we back in the chief's good graces.
I didn't join the FBI to become a nanny. I want to be out on the street where the action is.
Okay, Blackie Chan, and you'll get there. But can we just do this first, please?
All right.
You didn't put dairy in this, did you?
His coffee.
No. Now, because you know I'm lactose intolerant. Last time, I barely made it to the bathroom, man.
Why would I want to disturb your stomach?
Here goes your girls.
Come on, man.
No.
Brittany and Tiffany Wilson, two dolled-up young blondes, strut off a private jet. Brittany carries a tiny dog in her hold-all.
Hi, I'm Kevin Copeland.
We already gave to the United Negro Fund. Yeah.
What? Wait.
Excuse us.
Hold on. We're actually here to escort you ladies to the Hamptons.
Bags are on the plane. Take baby and clean out his bag. Oh my God, he didn't have his colonic and he like pooped everywhere.
Later, the guy's 4x4 is loaded down with Louis Vuitton luggage. Marcus opens the front passenger door, finding baby in his seat.
What's this?
Baby got a ride in the car seat.
And where the hell am I supposed to sit? This ain't right.
He jammed in the boot of the luggage. As Kevin pulls away, Marcus's face is slammed against the rear window. The pale, pampered girls sit in the back. Behind them, Marcus struggles out from under the ton of luggage in the boot.
Man, you guys sure got a lot of bags for a weekend.
This isn't a weekend. It's the weekend. Labor Day in Hamptons. The last weekend of the social season. Like, only the hottest people are going to be there. And only the hottest of the hottest are going to make it onto the cover of Hamptons magazine. And this is our year. Yeah. Open the window. The baby likes a little fresh breeze. I just hope the Vanderbilt sisters' private jet crashes on the way there. Oh, my God, Brittany. You were thinking it. I know, but you said it.
I know.
And you know Heather totally hates you because you slept with her boyfriend.
Oh, my God.
So what? I sleep with everyone's boyfriend.
Marcus forces a smile. Baby has clambered up onto the dashboard in front of Kevin, who swerves. The dog slides out of the window. Kevin manages to grab its lead, but takes his hands off the wheel. Kevin veers into the path of an oncoming car and swerves to avoid it. Baby, hanging from its lead, slides along the side of the car. Its fine fur is buffeted by the wind. A truck powers towards them. Kevin struggles to hold on to the yapping baby and drive. He manages to pull the dog back in through the window and then veers out of the path of the truck, plowing into a ditch. The airbags explode. A shaken Kevin looks over his shoulder.
Is everybody all right?
Brittany looks at Tiffany.
Nose.
They both have tiny scratches. They feel for blood.
Marcus! Are you okay? I'm cool.
His face is squashed against the glass.
I can't believe you think we're gonna go to the Hamptons with my face looking like that.
It's really not that bad. Just get some makeup and cover it up.
Put makeup on this? I am so freaking pissed. Oh my God, I mean, this is like the worst day of my life. I went to go get my brows done, and I told her to make me look like J-Lo, and then that freaking Russian toad made me look like Liza Minnelli or something, you know? Oh my God. I'm gonna have BF.
Wait, hey, what's a BF?
She's gonna have a bitch fit. You better get out of here.
I am gonna call your boss.
Come on, you don't have to do that.
No, I am gonna call the owner of the company.
Come on, just take it easy. Look, we can work this out.
No!
Brittany thinks.
I'm gonna write a letter.
No, no, no. Please, don't write a letter. Look, just calm down. You guys just stay here. Stay here the whole weekend. Do whatever you want. But whatever you do, do not leave this room. Don't leave this room, because if you leave this room, everyone's gonna see those hideous scars.
Scar? Scar? Oh my God, permanent damage.
In another room, Marcus is pacing.
I lose this job with these good benefits. Gina's gonna kill me.
Kevin comes in stony-faced. He shakes his head.
Well, they won't go.
What do you mean they won't go?
They won't go. Marcus, this weekend in the Hamptons means everything for these girls. They're not going to show up with a scratched-up nose and a busted lip for nobody.
Marcus considers.
Okay.
Marcus moves a chair under the window.
Cool.
Stands on it and puts his tie around the curtain rail.
What are you doing?
Nothing. I'm just going to kill myself before the chief does. Bye-bye, Kevin.
Come on. Don't do that. Stop being ridiculous,
I'm not being ridiculous, Kevin. You heard the man. One more screw up and me and you are through.
I know, man.
See? That's probably him right now.
Marcus answers.
Hey, what's up, Chief? Look, this is something me and Kevin want to tell you.
Yeah, Chief? Hey, me and Marcus we just wanted to thank you for the opportunity, man.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. Well, they just wanted to stop off and get something to eat.
He lied!
Kevin squeezes Marcus's groin. Oh.
2-3 hours max. Oh, trust me. If I don't have him in 3 hours, I'll cut him off and mail to you myself. All right, take care. Bye.
Kevin hangs up Marcus's phone.
Why did you do that? You know them girls ain't gonna be there.
Oh, they'll be there.
Kevin dials another number.
Hey, Josh. How'd you like to be part of the team?
Where are the white women at?
Let's do this.
Josh is at their door. He's in his 20s with red hair, dark green specs, and a white doctor's coat. He pings a latex glove and leads in a group of men and one woman, all in white coats and specs. Marcus, a ring in each ear, sits up and watches as they troop in. They move furniture and carry large aluminium cases. One guy opens a case revealing false boobies. Marcus is photographed in different poses. Kevin moves him out of the way and he too is snapped. A computer image of Kevin has him next to Brittany and one of Marcus next to Tiffany. The images are examined at different angles. Casts are made of the two guys' faces. Marcus lies back in a medical chair as pieces of latex are laid on his face. A chest mask is added with breasts. Marcus feels the breasts and leaps out of the chair.
He's right, make him bigger.
Kevin is in a perspex shower being tan sprayed, except his skin's being whitened. Josh indicates for Marcus to come and be sprayed. Blonde wigs are removed from busts. A stretch limo pulls up at a grandiose hotel with a circular lawn opposite its main entrance. A Louis Vuitton bag with Baby the Dog inside is lowered to the ground from the open rear door. Chocolate, white and pink boots make an elegant exit from the door and a pair of more restrained shoes. Inside the footwear, two leggy blondes, Marcus and Kevin, as Tiffany and Brittany Wilson, Mark II. In the hotel, Gomez and Harper are dressed as a bellhop and a clerk.
Chief, they're here.
All right, the girls are yours. Stick with them. Don't blow your cover.
Yes, sir.
Are you sure this is gonna work? Just trust me. Follow my lead.
Kevin flicks his hair with his hand. Marco shakes his head, but the blonde hair covers his face and sticks in his mouth. He brushes it clear. They make their way up to the entrance, passing two guys. Marcus turns to stare at them.
Yo, what's up, money? You got a problem? What you looking at my ass for? Nah, yo, hold my poodle. Hold my poodle. Hey, yo, what's up? Y'all got a problem? Y'all want some of this? You want some of this, punk? What? What, boy? What? I take the both of you. Marcus.
Get out of here.
I got this for you. Kiss my black ass.
Marcus, cut it out.
What? He looking at me like I'm some kind of girl, man.
You are a girl. And you better start acting like one, or you're going to be an unemployed girl.
Another guy.
Damn. Sure like to cut that cake.
Hey, yo, hold it. Hey, yo, you trying to look at my lumps? I'll pull off my G-string and handle mine.
Come on,
let's go. I'll handle mine, dog.
Gomez.
Gomez runs up to them.
Welcome to the Royal Hamptons Hotel.
The bag's in the car, Jose.
The name is Gomez.
Whatever. Yeah, great. Here, and take baby. Clean out his bag. Poor thing just pooped everywhere. And teach him how to say quiero Taco Bell. Thanks a lot, Rico Suave. Grazie. Thanks, Julio.
Right away, ma'am.
Screwing up his nose, Gomez takes the designer bag and dog and walks to the car. In the large reception lobby, the two girls staggered away to Harper at the desk.
Sweetie, you've got to slow up with those Cosmos. Brittany and Tiffany Wilson.
Brittany's bust not to display.
Sorry, they're new. Dr. Dorfman did an amazing job. It feels so real.
Hi, yeah, I need a credit card, please. And some ID, please.
Kevin has his mail ID.
Credit card? ID? I'm so freaking pissed.
Ma'am,
first of all, I go to Dr. Dorfman. He totally messes up my nose job. I ask him to make me look like Gwyneth Paltrow. I get off the surgery table looking like freaking Shrek. Then I get here, and Mr. Harper makes me feel like I'm some dumb blonde with fake boobs going to a Hugh Hefner party.
No, I didn't mean to offend you. It's just, it's protocol.
I'm gonna have a BF. Oh, my God. She's gonna have a pitch fit. Oh.
No. Don't have a BF now.
I want to speak to your supervisor. Better yet, I'm gonna write a letter.
You are in big trouble.
Dear Mr. Royal Hampton, I am a white woman in
Ladies,
America.
Is there a problem here?
Yeah. Yes.
No. Sir, no. There's no problem.
These are two of our VIP guests. Issue them keys immediately.
Yes, sir.
VIP. Learn your acronyms. What a sweetheart.
Here you are. Enjoy your stay.
Has anyone ever told you you look just like Denzel Washington?
Yeah, actually, I have heard it once or twice.
The chief bears at Harper.
What a beautiful chocolate man. Beautiful. Oh, my God.
They move away.
Oh, wow, that was close. Yeah.
Three young women.
Are they waving at us?
I don't know. What are we going to do? Just act friendly.
Kevin and Marcus smile and walk forward.
Oh, my God.
The three gigglers stop laughing.
Well, don't act like you don't know us.
Kevin and Marcus share a look.
Karen, Lisa, Tori.
Oh, my God. Adele. I haven't seen you in forever.
It's only been a year.
Did you do something different to your hair?
No.
You gain weight?
No.
I know. You just had a birthday.
Yeah.
Total fire sign. Knew it.
No, wait a minute. There is definitely something different about the two of you.
This time, Kevin and Marcus look worried. They turn to face Tori.
Collagen.
You little witch! How did you know?
Duh, it's totally obvious. Your lips went from Cameron Diaz to Jay-Z. Hey. You got taller, too.
We got our knees done.
You can do that? You can do that?
You should do that.
Yes.
Oh, well, it's really good seeing you, lady. Bye.
Excuse me. Where do you think you're going?
To go freshen up?
Yeah. The Hamptons magazine reception just started, so let's hit it.
Just one second.
The party is a bustling affair.
Hey, check it out.
Two guys are talent spotting.
Who's the Wilson sisters? Like the Wilt Chamberlain sisters, and I never noticed how big they are.
Eyebrows rise.
But I'd still bone!
Karen spots them.
Oh my God. Is he?
She waves at the first guy.
Dude, are you hitting Karen Googlestein the soap heiress too? How'd you keep that shit dangling?
I keep telling her I'm gonna break up with my girl.
You better hope Heather doesn't find out.
She won't. At least until I wrap up this big deal with her father.
Hey, Mr. V!
Mr. V, in suit and bow tie, looks round, then turns away.
And look, there they are. The Fen-Fen twins.
They're hot.
What, are you blind? That's Heather and Megan Vandergild, your sworn enemy since you were, like, I don't know, 8?
Totally forgot. Did I say hot? I meant not. Totally hate them.
Did you guys hear about Megan? She got stopped by security at Saks trying to pull a Winona.
Heather Vandergelt spots the twins.
Megan. Huh? Oh, God. Come on.
Heather and her sister Megan lead their merry gang through the partygoers towards the Wilsons.
Excuse me. This is going to be fun.
Move. Look who just flew in from the slums of Beverly Hills.
It's the Beverly Hillbillies.
Kevin and Marcus turn to each other.
Squeeze me?
Oh, no, you dick. I'm sorry, but we just saw your new video. Yeah, they had a screening over at Saks Fifth Avenue in the security office. A kleptomaniac.
Your mother shops at Saks.
What?
The Vandergelt girls lick their forefingers and cross them.
Oh, my God. You want to talk about mothers? You want to talk about mothers? It's mother time. Okay. Your mother's so dumb, she went to Dr. Dre for a pap smear.
Something's wrong, Dr. Dre. My coochie's doing a beatbox.
Yeah? Well, your mother is so stupid, she exercises when she could just get, like, liposuction or something. Yeah.
Your mother's so old that her breast milk is powdered. You breastfeed like this.
Marcus throws powder through his fist.
Your mother is so, like... She's so...
Everyone waits for Heather.
Wait, Megan, you go. Your mother is so stupid that she goes to Barney's rooftop deck restaurant for lunch and orders a Niçoise salad and calls it a Niçoise salad. Niçoise salad, right?
Your mother's ass is so hairy, it looks like Don King's about to pop out and say,
only in America.
Your mother's so stupid that she goes into Gucci and she tries to buy, like, Fendi and stuff.
Megan, Heather, come on now, girls. Is this any way to speak to your party guests? Wow, Brittany and Tiffany Wilson. Seen you since you were smaller.
Yeah, well, we're all grown up now.
Yeah, I can see that. Ladies, I fully expect to see you later at the white party. I think it's going to be the best one ever.
We'll be there. Take care.
Bye.
Bye, Mr. V.
Good seeing you again.
Heather steps forward.
This isn't over yet. This is a long weekend. You better watch your back. Lady.
Her gang follows.
Whatever.
I can't believe you guys just did that to the Vandergelts. You know, they could take you off the scene just like that.
Yeah, but it was so cool, you guys. So cool.
Kevin spots someone.
Isn't that Denise Porter from New York One News?
Oh, yeah. I'm working on getting you an interview with her. Great for your image.
I think I'm going to go over there and introduce myself. Do you think now's a good time? Actually, it's a perfect time. Wouldn't want to miss a photo op.
Oh. Kevin hits Marcus in the groin.
See you later. You
have fun. What's wrong, honey? Did you just get cramps?
Yeah.
Do you need a tan?
Just heating pad?
Hors d'oeuvres.
Oh, thank you, Wolfgang Paco. Would you give that to baby? Thank you. Bye, chico.
Bon appetit.
Vamanos.
I'll have one.
Kevin approaches Denise.
Hi, my name is...
Brittany Wilson, of course.
Yeah, how'd you know? Brittany Wilson, yeah!
Well, it's my job to know. Besides, your publicist, Tori, has been calling me nonstop about setting up an interview with you.
Yeah, well, if I would have known you were so beautiful, I probably would have called you myself.
He strokes Denise's hand.
Well, if I wasn't mistaken, I'd think you were flirting with me, Miss Wilson.
Me? Flirting with you? A girl? Never!
He slaps her shoulder.
Sorry, honey. I don't eat sushi. Strictly beef.
And again.
Boy, you're really strong, aren't you?
From all that protein.
And again. Marcus.
Oh, my God. These are delicious.
You might want to slow down on the cheese.
You mean there's cheese as in dairy cheese?
Yeah, unless you know another way to make quiche.
Ladies, I think I gotta go to the bathroom.
Oh, good. We'll come with.
Oh, no. I can handle it myself. Thank you, though.
Like we're gonna let you go alone.
Yeah, come on.
Time for touch-ups anyway.
Marcus bursts into the ladies.
Move, bitch!
He barges past a girl. Tiffany's chums watch in horror as Marcus rushes into a cubicle, shuts the door and pulls down his panties. A look of surprise crosses the chums' faces.
Oh my God, you guys, Heath is here. What should I do?
Karen, I don't understand what you see in him. He's an out-of-work actor living in a share house, and he drives a 3-series BMW.
Karen tries to ignore the intrusion.
You know, Tori, I really think that you need to cut Heath a little bit of slack, okay? Because his aunt just died 3 years ago, and he really needs new headshots. He's just going through a really rough time right now, okay?
Under the door, they see Marcus's feet pressed against the cubicle wall, crossed, uncrossed, and splayed.
You okay?
Marcus knocks a container from the wall.
Is everything all right in there?
It's fine.
Shit! Tiff, we're just gonna meet you outside, okay?
Okay.
The chums beat a hasty retreat.
Flavia!
Outside.
Man, it may be summertime in the Hamptons, but it is snowing up in here. Tony, hand me my boots, because I'm about to go skiing.
Hey, let's go. Great game last night, Latrell.
That's what I do, baby.
Latrell Spencer, a bearded, shaven-headed black guy, spots Marcus returning to the party. Sure. He grabs his assistant, Tony.
That's what I'm talking about.
They both look at Marcus's rear.
A white girl with a black girl's ass. I'm taking that home to mommy.
Uh-oh. Latrell approaches Marcus.
Pardon me.
He steps closer.
Santa must have come early this year, because you were first on my Christmas list.
Woo, there it is right there.
I want to know, are you naughty or nice?
Sorry, I'm not interested.
Marcus throws up his hands.
I'll take that as naughty.
Naughty.
You know what they say, once you go black, you're gonna need a wheelchair.
Hey, Latrell. I had a great time last night.
A girl in a wheelchair.
Tony
pushes the chair.
Okay, call me later.
As I was saying.
Yeah. Look, King Kong. Ow. Why don't you take you and your 1980 pickup lines, climb all the way up to the top of the Empire State Building, beat on your big old monkey chest, and then jump up. Excuse me.
Now, hold up. Now,
Marcus uses a spray.
Don't you know hands off me! She don't know what you... Oh, but that's wifey right there.
Hello, everybody, for just one second. I'm Warren Vandergeld. I'm sure most of you know me, and I just want to remind you that tonight's the night, the Vandergeld Foundation's annual charity auction. So bring your checkbook, dress to impress, and we'll see you there. Have fun.
Okay. So, what are you going to wear?
This?
Tiffany's two-piece miniskirt suit.
You're so funny. Okay, ladies, you know what this means.
Shopping!
Marcus and Kevin join in the fun.
Shopping!
And now, the number one most requested song on WQQR.
They're all in a convertible.
Oh, my God! It's our jam!
This is our jam, ladies. Come
on.
Ready?
Yes.
5, 6, 7.
Make them away downtown, walking fast. This is past, I'm homebound.
Panic crosses their faces. The chums are confused.
The N-word?
Bemused, the two guys look at each other. Kevin shrugs his shoulders.
So? Nobody's around. Yeah.
Tori and Karen in the front seat switch the radio back on. They stop outside a department store. Inside, they head for a set of stairs. Two young boys run to the stairwell and look up the girls' skirts.
Panties! Oh.
They look up again.
Bush!
Oh, nice!
They look up as Marcus crosses their line of vision.
Balls! Oh, I'm gonna throw up!
A saleswoman.
Ladies, can I help you?
Yes, actually, I need something for my friend. Something that says, I'm not a whore, but I'm not a virgin either.
I've got just the thing. Come.
The saleswoman leads Marcus away.
What about you, Brittany?
Oh, no, thank you, sweetie. I'm fine.
Oh, good. You can help me. Come on.
Me?
Yeah, come on. We're girls. It's what we do.
Oh, God.
Marcus is in a changing room cubicle. He's halfway through trying on a red top.
Oh.
The top's caught in his wig.
Oh, come on.
He grabs his handbag and hauls out his cell phone.
Hello?
Hi, baby.
Hey, what's up, baby?
Well, I'm getting my hair done, and I was thinking that we could go to the movies. How's that sound?
I'm
back!
Who is that?
Ooh, you're never gonna get that big old head in this tiny hole. Here, let me help you.
Hold on.
I'll hold it open while you put it in.
Okay.
Okay?
What is she holding open? Marcus?
Push it! Push it! It's almost in!
What is almost in? Marcus!
In!
The top's on.
Marcus Anthony Copeland II, you better answer me right now.
Oh, so tight.
Tight?
Gina fidgets.
The only thing that's going to be tight is my foot down your throat. You better answer me.
Perfect fit.
Marcus is now wearing the tight top. Gina turns to a friend beside her and the hairdressers.
I can't believe what I just heard.
That's so too.
I'm exhausted. Gina, damn. Hello, baby? Hello?
Marcus stares at his cell phone. Kevin is staring at something else. Lisa is pulling up a short black skirt over her black panties. She's in another changing room cubicle and Kevin is with her. She looks in a mirror, then turns to Kevin.
What do you think?
That looks so sexy.
Lisa recoils and pulls her face.
Are you kidding? Hi, I'm Cellulite Sally. Look at my huge badonkey. Oh, and don't forget about me. I'm Back Fat Betty. Now, who could have said that? Oh, yeah, it's Tina the Talking Tummy. I can't even wear a short skirt and a top without looking like a fat pig.
Well, calm down. I'll go see if there's something else out there for you, okay?
Marcus is on a chair on his back trying to haul on trousers.
Do you think people love...
Karen stares.
Do you need help?
I think I need a bigger size.
Honey, you never need a bigger size. Come here. Let me show you a little trick.
She helps Marcus up.
Brace yourself. Suck it in. Squeeze those cheeks, sister. Suck it in. Come on, work with me. Don't give up on me. You can do this. Suck it in.
Kevin.
Now that looks totally cute.
Oh, my God, are you kidding? Hi, I'm Carney Wilson before my gastric bypass surgery.
Well, what about this? This calls for your skin tone.
Somebody throw Shamu back in the ocean. Wow.
Okay, okay. Let me get you something else, okay?
Oh!
How's that? I can't breathe.
Honey, this is just not gonna work. I'm sorry.
Of course not. You're wearing the wrong underwear.
Karen rips them out from behind.
Is that better?
I can taste the leather.
Okay, you need a pair of hot shoes. What size do you wear again?
14.
What?
14.
Honey! Do you think you could bring us a size 10?
A what?
A 10. It's an open-toed slide. It gives you two sizes in the front and two in the back.
What about these, huh?
This one's... You bitch, that's so terrible!
Let me go and see if there's some help out there. Some professional help. You need professional help. Hang on.
Okay.
Dr. Phil! Oprah, somebody help me!
Tiff! Come on out, honey. Let's see.
Marcus opens the curtain.
Oh, it is absolutely fabulous. If you don't buy it, I'm buying it for myself.
Leather trousers, red top, leather jacket.
I don't know. Stand up straight.
Straight.
With an effort, Marcus straightens his bent back.
Turn around.
Turn around.
Marcus turns to face the mirror.
Honey, just relax. Breathe.
Yeah.
Out pops the waist button of the trousers. It smashes into the mirror. Crash go the heels of the shoes. Rip go the seams of the trousers and jacket.
Oops. You know what? Maybe a nice dress.
Gomez and Harper are in a car.
Okay. Who would you do?
Janet Reno or Rosie O'Donnell?
Oh, come on.
And you gotta kiss them and go down on them.
What? Are you kidding me?
And death is not an option.
I don't know. Rosie.
Oh, you're a pig.
What? What are you talking about? Rosie, she's all right.
Heads up, here they are.
Trooping out of the store.
So hold on. Who would you do?
No time. We're on the job.
A guy snatches Kevin's bag.
What? Oh, my God. He's got my gun and badge. Go get him.
Kevin chases after the bag snatcher. Marcus and the girls clamber into the BMW convertible. The agents watch.
Can you believe this?
What do we do?
We follow them, but we can't blow our cover.
The bag snatcher smiles as he sees his pursuer.
Give back my bag!
The smile fades.
Oh, man. I'm gonna rip your head off!
He runs into two cyclists.
Your ass is mine!
Kevin vaults the bikes.
What is this girl, a track star?
Legs and arms pumping, Kevin gains on the bag snatcher as they run through pedestrians on the sidewalk.
Oh, jeez! You messed with the world's line today, pal!
The bag snatcher runs into the street, so does Kevin, who hits a car, rolls over its bonnet, and resumes the chase.
Ow, holy Christ! Now I'm pissed!
I think she's bionic, dude.
The convertible pulls up in front of the bag snatcher. Freezes as Kevin rugby tackles him.
Holy smokes!
Yeah!
That was nice!
Jeez, lady, all that for a bag?
It's not just a bag. It's Prada.
The bag snatcher flattens back, lets his head drop back. Kevin, bag in hand, triumphantly sashays round the car to climb in the front passenger seat next to Marcus. An orchestra plays at the fundraising dinner. Waiters serve wine and food at circular tables set out around a large room. Each table is filled with people eating, drinking, and chattering. Furthest away from the orchestra sit the Wilson sisters' little troupe. Kevin and Marcus are next to each other. On Kevin's right, no one. Next to Marcus is Karen, then Lisa, then Tori. They're beside the bins and cleaning away tables, stacked with trays of dirty plates. A waiter bumps Lisa.
Right behind you.
Nice going, Tori. Way to get a set at the loser's table. I thought you had it all hooked up.
Excuse me, I do have the hookup. Don't blame me. Blame little Miss Def Jam over here who had to go yo mama on the Vandergills. We could be finished in this town.
Somebody had to stand up to those guys.
Hey, they're the it girls. That's the way it's always been.
Karen looks across the room and spots Heath.
Henny, quick. Give me a pat. No, a powder for my nose. Quick.
Marcus sloshes a puff full of powder.
Thanks.
Okay. Karen goes up to Heath, her face covered in powder.
No, I'm just kidding.
Hey, Heath.
He and his friend turn to her and gape.
Karen, hey.
So, I tried to call you, but your number changed?
Yeah, I know. I changed it.
Well, anyway, so I was just wondering if maybe later we could, hello? Where have you been all night? I've been looking all over for you. Ew.
Heather stares at Karen.
Why are you talking to her?
Heather indicates her nose.
Clean it up, Kokor.
Karen touches her face. She wipes the powder off. Heath's friend whimpers.
Do you have any more of that? Well, don't hate me because you ain't me.
Can I have your attention, please? Gentlemen, get out your wallets because you'll be bidding on a date with some of Hampton's most eligible bachelorettes. First up, yours truly. Who wants to start the bidding?
Megan slaps Heath.
$500.
$500. Okay. Do I hear $1,000?
$1,000.
Well, looks like we're all on the Vandergelt's D-list.
$1,000.
Is this seat taken?
Oh, no, have a seat.
Denise sits by Kevin.
Can you believe this? I mean, they're actually auctioning off women. Would you ever do anything like that?
Well, it's for a good cause. Besides, being wined and dined by a rich guy might be nice.
Oh, I see. So you like rich guys.
I mean, it might be a pleasant change from all the losers that ask me out.
$3,000. That's good.
See.
But I think that we can do better than that.
$20,000.
Shut up! $20,000. That is a new record. Next to be auctioned is Tiffany Wilson. Oh, that's you! It's you!
Me?
You better do something.
Excuse me, honey. I'll be right back, okay?
Latrell Spencer taps his man Tony and looks pleased. Marcus clambers up onto the stage.
Who wants wants to start the bidding?
$4.
Marcus flounces.
$4. Do I hear five?
Latrell.
$1,000.
$1,000. Does anyone wish to go higher?
Yeah, I got $2,000 right here.
Ow!
$3,000. $5,000.
Who said that?
Kevin did. He tweaks a guy's bum.
Hey.
Okay. $5,000. To the dirty geezer in the back. I'm sure no one's going to wish to go higher than that, so we can just be done with it now.
$10,000.
Kevin.
$20,000.
He tickles a guy.
$20,000. Going once, going twice.
$50,000.
Latrell.
Kevin.
Vandergeld applauds. Heather is fuming. Latrell soaked in the applause and swaggers up to a terrified Marcus.
I don't want to go on a date with Buck yet.
Latrell picks Marcus up in his arms and blows a kiss. Kevin and Marcus are out of drag.
Dude, my feet are killing me. And on top of that, that G-string gave me diaper rash. How long we got to do this, man?
A couple more days.
I don't have a couple of more days. Do you know who my wife is? Here, listen to this message. She's losing her mind. And you don't want to hear the rest.
Look, by the end of the weekend, we'll be heroes and all be forgiven.
Marcus looks none too sure.
All right.
They look at the door.
You have room service?
No.
They saunter through to the sitting room of their hotel suite.
Who is it?
Kevin goes to the door and looks through the peephole.
Damn, these girls won't quit. We'll be right there. We're coming. Hang on.
They run to the bedroom.
Tim,
open up.
Open.
1 second. We'll be right there. Hang on.
The ice cream's melting.
Hold tight, girls. We're just shaving our feet, okay? And braiding our vaginas.
Marcus slaps Kevin as they don their disguises.
Okay.
The girls in the hall are bored. The door opens.
It's your turn to host the slumber party.
The girls prance in. Marcus and Kevin are in pajamas. Later, Marcus braids Kevin's hair.
Okay, you guys.
What does it mean when a guy is in a really bad relationship and it's really, really obvious that he wants to be with you, but he just can't seem to break up with his girlfriend?
It means you're a total booty call. Oh, my God, Brittany, well, you were thinking it.
No, you said it.
You know, sometimes you sound just like a man.
So I've been told.
What she means to say, honey, is maybe you're just making yourself just a little bit too, like, available, you know?
Oh, come on, you guys. Don't act like you haven't done it before. You know how it is when you really care about someone. I mean, you call them all day long because you just want to know how their day is going, you know, and what they're thinking about, and if they're thinking about you. You spend all day trying to find the perfect outfit. You even change your hairstyle just so he'll take a second look.
But they never notice.
Sometimes I just wish that they could trade places with us so that they would know how it feels, you know?
Lisa glances at the TV.
Oh, my God, look, it's Megan's commercial.
Megan turns from her beach volleyball.
I won't let genital herpes slow me down. That's why I use Veltrum.
Hey, you want to play with me?
Sure.
The young man trots away.
I won't tell if you won't.
I so could have done that part. She doesn't even have herpes.
The others squirm. Lisa's embarrassed.
All done.
Really?
Yeah.
Karen gets a mirror.
Oh, my God! This is so cool. You know something? I think you might have been black in a previous life.
For shizzle my nizzle.
Okay. Enough of this girl's talk, ladies. It's time for some real fun.
Toy holds a pink dildo.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Come on, show us some of your skills.
Yeah, totally. Learn some of your skills.
Potato.
Well, actually,
go for it, sis.
Tiffany is the expert. Yeah, but you made the video.
Tori throws it to Kevin, who hands it to Marcus beside him. He hands it back, then joins the others.
Come on, show us! Show us! Show us! Show us! Show us! Show us! Show us!
Kevin toys with it gingerly.
Okay. All right. You see, if first thing you do is you gotta grab the thing here.
At the base.
Not too tight or you get calluses. Okay? Then you want to look that little sucker in the eye and go. Come here. Come here, little guy. Come here, little earthworm, you. Come here. Oh, yeah, you like that, huh? I learned that from an Eskimo porn. Come here. Yeah.
Kevin rubs it against his nose.
And then I'm going to teach you guys the deep throat. You want to make sure the passage is clear all the way from your throat to your chin. And you want to place the thing here.
Under the chin.
And you just want to... Oh, yeah, you like that, huh? Oh, yeah, you little freak. Goody-goody-goo.
Guys like that?
They love it. And another thing they love is this.
He wallops his head.
Oh, they love... Oh, oh, yeah. Oh, you like it, huh? Call that the headbanger. Oh, oh yes.
Don't you
oh,
ever yes. put it in your mouth?
Never! Never put it in the mouth. That's 80s. You might as well go out and buy a Trans Am.
Okay, wait. I'm ready. I think I can do it.
Yeah. Oh, good catch.
Okay, so you take the thing and you grab it. Grab it, but gentle, not to get calluses. It's not pretty. Okay, and then you look him dead in the eye and you say, what's a good boy? What's a little
girl? Oh, you're scaring me.
And then comes the headbanger. Yeah, yeah. Tap, tap, tap it, tap it.
Touching the dildo, Tori's excited.
Well done!
Gomez.
All right. I got another one for you. Carmen Electra or Pam Anderson?
Easy.
But they both got a yeast infection.
That's tough.
Harper sips coffee and ponders.
I'm going to go with Pam Anderson.
You're disgusting.
What?
They got a yeast infection.
All right, well, who would you choose?
Hey, Gomez. You got a couple of bogeys.
No time. Oh, come on.
It's Pam Anderson, like you care?
A security camera focuses on two guys at the hotel suite door.
Run their faces. Let's go.
Kevin, in disguise, opens the door of room 305.
Brittany Wilson?
Yeah, that's me.
Let's get her.
The two guys grab Kevin's arms.
Put the blindfold on!
Oh, damn, this girl's strong!
Kevin tosses one guy over the sofa, the other over the table. The first guy leaps on Kevin's back. Kevin crashes him against a wall, then throws the second on top of him. Kevin grabs one by the arm.
Who do you work for? Intimate Fantasies.
Oh, my God. You need help?
Brittany, what are you doing? Those are the strippers, Raul and Tito.
Strippers?
The guys on the floor nod.
I thought they were going to kidnap me.
That's part of their routine.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
Hotel security. Everything all right here?
Everything is fine. Just a little case of PMS, that's all. I'm just one big emotional wreck. Could you guys go get me some Midol and a Snickers right
Let's
now?
Get out of here.
My ass is fat. Don't look at my
Sorry,
ass.
Sorry, it's all clear.
A sunny day at the beach filled with people. The Wilson troop plod across the sand close to the water.
Okay, ladies, let's focus. We have to find the perfect spot.
Did you look at these starving kids in Africa? When I see them, I just want to cry. I mean, why can't I be that skinny?
It's okay, Megan. Just think. They can't wear belly rings with those bloated tummies of theirs.
That's true. I feel so much better.
Megan and Heather are in deck chairs.
Skank alert.
Heather looks up and sees the Wilson troop. Kevin spies Denise at the Sand Dollar Bar.
Oh, my God, girls. I totally forgot my suntan lotion. I'm going to, like, go get some suntan lotion. I'll be right back.
Wait, Britt.
Hey, Russ.
Heath's friend trots over to Heather, kneels down, and she whispers in his ear. As Marcus and the gang cheer, he runs to Heath.
Hey, bro. Go long. Got a plan. Go, go, go.
Russ throws an American football into a water keg. The water sprays out over the girls. The Bee Sisters and Russ laugh. Marcus.
Hey, yo! You do that again, I'm a bus.
He realizes his mistake.
And I'm bust out in tears.
Oh, my God. It rises. You're a child.
Kevin picks up the ball.
Retards.
My bad, sweetheart. Over here. Don't hurt yourself.
Don't worry. I won't.
He throws it, hitting Russ and knocking him over.
Oh, sorry. Better lay off the spinach.
Latrell Spencer, his muscly, oiled body covered only by a pair of black bathing trunks, walks out of a cabin on the beach. He soaks in the vista before his eyes.
Yeah, Tony, let's go hunt.
Tony holds a parasol over Latrell. As they stroll onto the beach, Kevin sneaks into the cabin they've just left. He shuts the louver doors. Marcus and the others are sunbathing.
I am so glad I got waxed today.
Me too. What did you get?
The bald eagle.
Oh, I got the Bermuda Triangle.
The landing strip.
I got the buckwheat.
Ew. Disgusting.
In the cabin, Kevin checks Latrell's bag and then his jacket hanging on a rail. Marcus.
Oh, what a beautiful sunny day.
He's lying on his back. A shadow falls across his face.
Oh, my God. What happened to the sun?
Easy, white chocolate. I wouldn't want you to melt.
Yeah, hasta la vista, Schwarzenegger.
Marcus waves as Latrell slopes off. One of the cabin's louver doors opens, and Kevin, dressed in Latrell's white shirt, jacket, and trousers, steps out into the sunshine. Two kids run past.
Hey, kid. You guys want to make $5?
Yeah,
sure.
Okay, here's what I want y'all to do.
He crouches down. Later, he strides confidently up to the bar by Denise.
Yeah, I'll take the usual. Put it on my tab.
One of the kids.
Hey, Latrell Spencer, can we have your autograph?
Sure, little buddy.
Thanks, you're the greatest.
Hey, that's what I do, baby.
Oh, sweet.
There you go.
Nice.
All right, man. Hey, stay in school.
Okay.
Wow, you must be pretty good.
Yeah, I'm all right. You know, sometimes I feel like I should be paying them to take my autograph.
I'm sorry, I didn't even get your name.
Latrell. Latrell Spencer. And you are?
Denise Porter.
Denise. Denise Porter, yeah.
You know, you look so familiar. I feel like I've seen you somewhere.
Nah. I mean, I play pro ball. Maybe you've seen one of my games.
No, but I mean, if I did, I'm sure I would have definitely remembered you.
Okay, well, look, Denise, I don't mean to be too forward or anything, but I'm here in town, you know, checking out some real estate and,
Oh, whereabouts?
Well, you know, up around...
In Montauk?
Well, more like around...
East
all,
Hampton?
Oh, it's all over the place. It's one big blur. One big business blur, and I kind of want to get away from all that business and hang out with somebody and have a real conversation. So I was wondering if, you know, you're not too busy, maybe we can hang out?
Yeah, sure.
Really?
Yeah, sure.
All right, cool. It's cool. I'll pick you up at about...
He struggles with Latrell's watch, which is far too big for his wrist.
The jet should be here about 7:30, and the limo will take about a half hour. About 8 o'clock, is that good?
Yeah, 8 sounds great.
8 sounds good? Okay. All right. Okay.
Bye.
Take care.
Kevin clenches his fist.
Yes.
Hey, where's that $5?
All right, calm down.
Kevin searches in his pocket.
Here you go. $5. $2.50 each.
Hey, you promised you'd give us $5 each.
Stay in school.
I am not making excuses. I refuse to believe it.
Really?
I don't want to believe that Marcus is cheating on me.
And I don't want to believe Michael Jackson keeps cutting off pieces of his nose.
Excuse me. Your card has been declined for insufficient funds. The rep's on the line.
Gina takes the phone.
Yes, this is Mrs. Copeland.
She listens intently.
$4,000 dress? And where did I buy this dress? The Hamptons. Yes, I remember. Thank you.
She hands the phone to the waitress and reaches for her bag.
It is gone.
She leaves cash and walks out. In the suite, Marcus is grooming his blonde wig.
I don't see why I gotta go out with Mandingo and his anaconda.
Because if you don't, you're gonna blow out cover.
Yeah, well, what you gonna be doing?
Kevin is dressed as himself.
Me? I'm going to follow up on a lead.
He's wearing a white crew-neck shirt and a smart tan suit. Marcus gets to his feet.
You going on a date. She's a reporter. Who else knows more about the Hamptons people than her?
Marcus cocks his head to one side.
All right, so I like the girl. Well, you're the one that's always telling me to settle down.
Yeah, and you should. But that don't mean I gotta go out with Buffy the White Girl Slayer.
All right. Look, just go to dinner, okay? I'm only gonna be a couple of hours, and I'll meet you back at the club.
I promise. I'm serious, dude. Promise.
I do. I'm serious.
All right.
Kevin heads for the door.
Hey, tell Latrell if he needs a condom, there's an extra shower curtain in the bathroom.
Marcus's face falls. Later, dressed as Tiffany, he stands at the hotel entrance with baby in his arms. He smiles to Latrell, who stands by his car and waves coyly. Latrell opens the door for a nervous Marcus.
What's those marshmallows?
Marcus is in a pink leather trouser suit.
Ease on him. I won't bite. She asked me to.
Latrell strokes Marcus's hair and then climbs in beside him.
You are so beautiful.
His hand strays towards Marcus's knee. He withdraws it quickly.
Hey, how about we listen to a little bit of music?
Marcus selects a CD. Latrell glares. Marcus smiles.
How did you know? I love this song.
Latrell sings along.
Make my way downtown, walking fast. Places pass and I'm homebound.
Latrell has actions to match the words.
And I need you. And I miss you. And now I wonder if I could fall into the sky. Do you think time went past me by? Cause you know I'd walk a thousand miles if I can just see you.
Marcus squirms. The convertible takes off from the hotel with Marcus leaning back in his seat, resting his head on his bent right arm. Kevin, dressed as a valet, meets them outside the Bella Ristorante.
Good evening, madam. Welcome to Bella.
Thank you.
What are you doing here?
I came to borrow the car and the keys to his house.
Are you crazy? If you crash this man's car, he will kill you.
I'm not gonna crash it. Look, just call me before you leave. I'll bring it back. And then you meet me back at the club.
Latrell grabs Marcus.
Oh, no, my brother. You got to get your own.
He glares at Kevin and tosses him the keys. He slaps Marcus's butt. Inside, Marcus is slumped in a chair opposite Latrell. Baby sits on a third chair. A waiter brings menus.
Thanks.
May I bring you something from the bar?
Let me have a bottle of your best champagne.
Sir?
Marcus rolls his eyes and looks at the menu.
And bring us some oysters.
Very good, sir.
I have to say, I was so I was happy when I bought you at the auction. I mean, it's very rare I have the opportunity to bask in the ambiance of such a classy lady such as yourself.
Marcus clumps the food on the table.
God,
I am humbled by your
killing me.
Beautiful nature.
No, that's infection. That's
high classness of you.
Oh my God, is that a hangnail?
Captivated by your beauty. Your bountiful curves remind me of the hills in Italy.
Marcus bites a toenail, then spits it out. It flies into a glass at a nearby table.
I'm sorry. You were saying?
He's shown the champagne.
Yes, that's perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
Are you ready to order?
Yes, I'll have the chicken. White meat only.
The oysters are brought.
And for the lady, perhaps a salad?
Perhaps not. I'll have the steak smothered in onions, a rack of ribs, pasta with extra garlic, french fries with lots of vinegar, and a side of onion rings with lots and lots of sauerkraut.
Latrell furrows his brow. Marcus rubs his stomach and smiles.
Have you ever had oysters? Did you know oysters are an aphrodisiac?
Latrell takes one to his mouth.
Oh, sorry.
He wipes his mouth. Oh,
tongue's kind of big.
Slowly, he sticks out his large, thick tongue. He licks the oyster shell. Marcus looks away. Kevin hiccups the car up to Latrell's front door and eventually opens it.
It'll open. Oh, please! Oh, yeah, see, that did it there. Just a little turn, huh? There's so many keys involved, sometimes it's hard to figure out what's what.
An oriental housekeeper.
What?
Hey, it's, Mei Ling. Hey,
oh, Mei Ling.
What are you doing here, girl? It's late. Come on, now. You got to go home with some rest. Girl, you cannot stay here. There are laws against this kind of workmanship. They're going to think I'm running some kind of sweatshop.
He throws her out.
That girl
does not know when to go home, man. I'm telling you, she will stay here and just clean, clean, clean forever.
Whew. They both look around.
Wow. This is really nice.
Yeah. This is dope. Huh? Dope summer home I picked, boy.
Whew. Who's that?
A picture of the real Luttrell wrapped in a rug.
The big buff baldu with the fur?
Yeah.
That's my trainer.
You have your trainer on your wall?
Yeah, well, you know, for inspiration, I want to look like that one day, and I come in every morning and I look at the... You ever see Titanic?
No,
Me either. You want something to drink?
She's completely thrown.
Yeah, sure, a glass of wine would be nice.
Wine? Ha, ha, ha. Okay, so I'm gonna get you a glass of wine, and, that'd be in the kitchen, right?
I don't know. This is your house, Luttrell.
Who? Oh, me, Luttrell. That's right. I'm Luttrell. That's right. That's right. I'm going to get you a bottle of my wine in my house. It's my house, and I live here.
Denise smiles as Kevin prances out. At the Bella Ristorante, Marcus has three plates in front of him. His mouth is covered in the sauce from the ribs he's chewing. Luttrell winces as he watches him eat. Marcus tucks into the pasta, onion rings and chips. Marcus lifts a basket to his mouth and empties its contents into it.
Ah, damn, little lady. You so can't put it away.
Marcus laughs with an open and full mouth. Kevin's found wine in two glasses.
Voila.
He puts down the bottle and glasses. Denise turns to look behind her.
Oh, you have a dog.
Nah, I got no damn dog.
Well, then, whose dog is that?
Kevin rises and looks down the hall.
Oh, shit.
A Rottweiler.
That's not no dog. That's family.
With sharp, bared teeth.
Hey, cousin.
Kevin tries to whistle.
Come here, boy.
The dog leaps on Kevin, knocking him on his back. The dog's on his chest. He pushes the dog off.
Play tag, children! Let me out!
It bites his leg.
Ah, you want me to go for help?
No! We're just having fun! Oh, you sure are playful, eh?
It pulls Kevin down the hall.
Oh, you want to go for me, look, boy? Oh, I'll be right back!
Oh, you know what? Forget to come out here! Dick and guy, and this dog is biting him.
It drags him into a room. He escapes and slams the door shut.
Okay, what's he doing now? What's that?
Don't pay him no mind. He's just gonna do that till he falls asleep.
The dog's headbutting the door.
Now, where were we? Why?
Back at the restaurant.
Oh, God.
Marcus leans back in his chair and undoes his trousers, revealing hair around his navel and a bloated, false white stomach. Luttrell grimaces but moves closer.
You know, I like a woman with a little extra something. A little cushion for the cushion. I'd really love for you to come to one of my games.
No, thank you. I've seen you play. Not impressed.
Excuse me? I'm the highest scoring forward in the league.
Yeah. But all that talent, totally overshadowed by nothing but scandals and pure laziness. I mean, come on. You're shooting under 50% from the free throw line, okay? Your turnover ratio, abysmal. And on top of that, you can't shoot three-pointers to save your life. So, squeeze me.
Luttrell takes his fingers to his mouth and his shoulders shudder. Marcus turns in surprise to the almost sobbing athlete.
No one's ever cared like that before. Come here, babe.
Luttrell closes his eyes and puckers his lips. He recoils and baby puts a paw to its eyes.
Oopsie, I had a poopsie.
Girl, we gonna get along just fine. Back at you. Oh. Basking in the ambience.
Denise.
So, no, I jump over the fence. Ball. I scrape my knee.
Get out of here.
No, seriously, listen. I scrape my knee, I get chased by the cops, and I spend the night in jail.
That's insane. You did all that just to find J-Lo and Ben's hideaway?
I can't help it. You know, investigative journalism is my passion.
So how'd you end up writing puff pieces for the local news?
Denise looks away.
Unfortunately, I
I made some enemies and ended up getting fired from my last job.
What happened?
Oh, believe me, you don't want to know about that.
Look, I spent all night talking about myself. Sometimes it's good for a man to just sit back and listen.
They're sitting side by side.
Well, since you put it that way.
He lays his arm on the back of the sofa.
I did this piece on Warren Vandergeld. Him and his partners tried to swindle a guy.
You talking about Ted Burton?
Yeah. How did you know that?
It was in the paper. I read about it.
Well, but what they didn't report in the paper was that Burton was 10 times smarter than all of them. He embezzled millions and stashed it in an offshore account.
She nods her head.
When Vandergeld heard the story was going to break, he didn't want to be embarrassed. Well, there goes my job.
His fingers together, then straighten the arms and stretch them out of the side. One hand on the floor, they swivel their hips to the crowd's delight. They finish the routine with Lisa on her knees in front of Karen, hand on her stomach, and Tori behind Karen touching her arm. The Vandergeld girls swing back into action. One foot on the floor, they spin round, the other knee in the air. Both feet planted, they shimmy their butts. Feet apart and knees bent, they jump forward and bend at the waist, thrusting the chest forward and shaking their heads. Karen looks dejected.
Come on.
As they walk away, the V-girls jump and scream. Marcus and Kevin.
I know you hookers don't think this is over with. Let's kick it old school.
A high five, Kevin skips back, then strutting forward to meet in the middle. Holding Kevin's hand, Marcus steps onto his thigh and swings his other leg over Kevin's head to land in the floor, then does a somersault. With renewed vigor, the V-girls strut their stuff, one hand holding an ankle behind the back and the other hand behind the head. They fail to rouse the crowd. Marcus springs to the center of the floor and with some fancy footwork woos the onlookers. Kevin follows suit. Marcus steps onto Kevin's gloved hands and does a backward flip, landing on his feet. They move across and back in sync, then drop to the floor for a spot of breakdancing, spinning round on their hands and kicking their legs in the air. The breakdance continues with the two on their backs and legs in the air. Karen's impressed. They spin round and round, the hair of their blonde wigs billowing out on the floor. They spin to a stop. On their feet, they prance around. The V-sisters are not happy. Marcus and Kevin embrace their chums. Heath is full of admiration.
Heath! Come on! Heath! Get out of my way! Move it! I need a drink.
Karen leads the way to the bar. Heather grabs Megan and Heath and heads out of the club. Rusk is over to join Luttrell.
Hey, hey, hey! Luttrell, my man!
Rusk drapes his arm over Luttrell's shoulder.
So, did it work, man?
I don't know. But I gotta dance. I gotta hit this.
He hands baby to Russ.
Oh, hold the dog. Hold the dog.
Luttrell leaves Russ and goes to the dance floor. Karen's throwing up on a washroom sink.
I paid thousands of dollars on this outfit, and do you think he even noticed? It's gonna be okay. Little Miss Vanderbilt walks in, and he just forgets. It's all about me.
Okay, let it out. Let it out.
Marcus and Kevin comfort her.
I wonder if he would think she was so hot if he knew that she is broke.
Vandergeld's broke?
Karen puts vomit-covered fingers to Kevin's lips.
We mustn't.
He winces.
Talk of such things.
No, no.
I won't believe him. But yes, they're broke. My father even had to loan her father money just so that they could keep their house. They just paid us back. You guys,
oh.
I love you guys.
I love you
so much.
Karen clasps her heads to hers.
Can we get you some gum or a mint or something?
Hey, little girl.
Russ's eyes are closed in ecstasy as baby licks his throat. Russ opens his eyes.
Really? I love you too.
Russ is snogging the dog when Marcus catches him.
What the hell are you doing? Give me her.
Sicko.
Where's Luttrell?
On the dance floor.
Latrell is dancing with his shirt off, revealing his tall six-pack and pecs. A whistle in his mouth and glow sticks wrapped around his wrists, Latrell makes stiff, jerky movements as he enthusiastically performs a techno robot dance. Next morning, Latrell is asleep in bed. Sunshine streams in through the window. Latrell screws up his eyes as he wakes. He looks around, then smiles when he sees a head of goldish blonde hair beside him. He cuddles up and kisses the hair tenderly. He gently twists the hair round his fingers.
Good morning, Snowflake.
Russ, lying beside him, opens his eyes, then turns over. Both men sit bolt upright. Tiffany Wilson is reading a newspaper.
Oh, my God. Brittany?
What?
We're on page 6.
No.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Look, Wilson Sisters Rockhamptons.
A photo of Kevin and Marcus. Brittany stops bouncing around.
Wait. We weren't in the Hamptons this weekend.
Oh, no.
We've been close.
Gina and her friend Shanice wiggle up the path to the hotel.
He's got to be around here somewhere. Girl, wait a minute. Isn't that Marcus right there?
Shutting curtains.
That's him, all right. Mm-hmm. Oh, lying dog.
Gotcha. Marcus!
That sound like Gina.
Marcus!
Gina! Shh! Don't answer it. She'll go away. No, she won't.
I'm not going anywhere until you open this door.
I told you.
Okay.
What am I going to do? Just get rid of her. Okay. I'll get rid of her. You hide the stuff.
Yeah,
hide the stuff.
Kevin's in his disguise. Marcus isn't. Marcus throws a hold on at Kevin and bolts him over.
I'm coming, baby! Okay, baby, I'm coming.
Kevin shoves a latex boob into a glass jar over the fireplace.
I'm coming!
Marcus waves urgently to Kevin to hide and then opens up.
Hey, baby! Hi, boo-boo.
He pouts his lips, ready for a kiss. Gina walks straight in past him.
Nice room you got, Marcus.
Hey, baby, what you doing here?
I could ask you the same question.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm on assignment.
Are you wearing lipstick?
Oh, no, that's Kool-Aid. You want some? You know, it's filled with lots of vitamin C and riboflavin.
Is that a bra?
Beneath his bathrobe.
Oh, no, this is the new holsters they gave us at work. The government issue. See, you could take and put two guns in there and you just, freeze, FBI!
I know somebody's in here.
Baby, nobody's in here. Baby, nobody's in here! See? Nobody's in here.
Seeing Kevin behind the glass French doors Gina's just swept through, Marcus drags it over to the bed to look under it while Kevin makes his escape into the bathroom.
Nobody's there.
Good. See, nobody there, right? Nobody there.
You know what? I'm gonna look in the bathroom. That's what I'm
gonna wait, look. Wait, no. Don't check the bathroom.
Don't check the bathroom!
Kevin runs out of the other bathroom door across to the lounge.
See? Down to the bathroom. Nobody in the bathroom, nobody in the room, see? Everybody can know nothing here. See? You know, baby, this gotta stop.
No,
we can't have love if we ain't got trust.
I know, but baby, look, okay, I was at the restaurant and the card wouldn't go through.
Baby, listen. If we don't have trust, we don't have nothing.
Kevin is about to creep out of the suite.
Gina!
Shanice is outside.
There she is right there.
Kevin stands awkwardly. Gina looks like thunder and Marcus raises his eyebrows defensively.
Now, baby, I can explain.
I knew it.
I know, but baby, it's not what you think. It's not.
Gina slams out.
Not what you think. Baby, it's not what you think.
The women turn back.
He's a man.
You're sick.
Russ enters the hotel lobby in a wheelchair as Heath and a bunch of guys come downstairs.
Woo! Yeah, all right, man. What a lovely day he's here today, boys.
They spot Russ.
Hey, Russ.
Russ slowly spins round, his head hanging low.
What happened to you?
A hand grasps his shoulder. He looks up. Latrell furrows his brow.
I fell?
Latrell nods and strolls off, the guys watch, confused. Tiffany and Brittany walk through the hotel reception. Harper and Gomez spot them.
We have to find them and stop them before they execute their evil plan.
Wait, what do they look like?
Us.
Afternoon, ladies.
The chief would like to have a word with you.
Oh, my God, Tiffany.
What?
They're the men in black.
Oh,
come on.
Hey. Popper and Gomez.
Come on, buddy John.
Let's move it along, pal.
Let's go.
Jimbo.
Chief, we just got confirmation. Burton's arrived at JFK.
Okay, I want him trailed. But give him plenty of room. I don't want anyone jumping the gun. I want to get this guy
red-handed.
Let's go.
Hey. Right this way, girls.
What the hell are you guys doing with the Wilson sisters?
Chief, these aren't the Wilson sisters.
No, sir. Chief, check this out.
Harper grabs Tiffany's head as if he's trying to rip a mask off.
That's on there pretty good.
Let her go.
That's nothing. Chief, how about...
Gomez rips Brittany's boob tube top off and stares at her.
Ooh, those are nice.
That's enough, hey! Okay. That's enough!
Chief, I don't know how he did that, but you can't fake these.
Harper squats and wrenches Tiffany's knickers down from beneath her micro miniskirt. A watching female cop covers a male colleague's eyes. Tiffany punches Harper in the face. The chief calls on Kevin and Marcus in the hotel. They're in disguise.
Oh, my God. Look who's here. Is that beautiful?
Save it.
The chief strides in. They're now out of disguise.
Because of you, I had to suspend two of my best agents.
But, chief, I could explain.
I don't want to hear it. You're just lucky we caught Burton before he could strike.
But Burton is not our guy.
Yeah, chief. Well, let me guess. Women's intuition. You're both fired. Turning your guns and your badges. This operation is over.
Come on, Chief, you can't fire us.
I just did.
The chief stomps out.
Forget him, Marcus. We can do this ourselves. Look, all we gotta do is...
Wait.
We? Kevin, this ain't about we. It's never been. It's about you. You come up with some stupid idea and I'm dumb enough to go along with it. And look where it's gotten me, Kevin. I just lost my wife and my job because of you. So don't tell me about we no more, all right?
Warren Vandergelt sits by a blazing fire.
They bought it. The FBI is packing up. They'll be out of our hair in a couple hours. We can make the grab tonight. You sure you and your friend can get the job done?
Keith, brandishing a large cigar.
Would I let you down, Mr. V?
Marcus and Kevin drive down a tree-lined residential road in bright sunshine.
Hey, man. I just want to say sorry.
Forget about it, dude.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. I've been selfish. And I'm always dragging you into everything. I never even ask what it is that you want to do. I don't know. There's something about always having you around. It makes me want to step up my game. I guess it's because I always know you're going to have my back.
Kevin answers his cell phone. Marcus drives.
Hello? Thanks.
Who's that?
That was Josh. Turns out that Vandergill's prince was all over the ransom note.
What are you doing?
Calling the chief.
No, you ain't. You said we could do this on our own, right?
What about backup?
Hey, I got you. You got me. That's all the backup we need.
Triple T, K-A. Time to totally kick ass.
Marcus has grabbed Kevin's phone and swung the card into a U-turn. Harper and Gomez drown their sorrows in a barn.
Generations at the Bureau, and I'm the first to get fired. My dad is gonna kill me.
Yeah? What? Who?
Gomez sneers.
Copeland?
Copeland, you dick!
You got a lot of nerve, Colin.
A lot of nerve.
Where?
Harper watches Gomez and looks keen.
Better not be wrong about this.
What?
I think we might be getting our jobs back.
What are you talking about?
We gotta go.
Gomez counts out money.
What do you mean, go...
How about this? RuPaul or Whoopi Goldberg?
I told you I'm not playing your game.
Oh, come on.
At a fashion show reception in a huge marquee, everything and everyone is in white. Glamorous people laugh and chatter while drinks and canapés are served. A stainless steel catwalk stretches out as a centerpiece around which tables are laid. Marcus and Kevin arrive in their disguises.
Any sign of Vandergilt?
I don't see him.
All right, keep an eye out for him. If it's going down, it's going to go down here.
Thank God. There you are. I did it.
You did what?
I've got you into the fashion show.
Oh, my God! Brittany, did you hear that? Yeah. We're in the fashion show.
Not if we don't get moving. Come on, let's go. Get the light out.
Kevin and Marcus look sick as Tori, Karen, and Lisa hustle them away. Heather and Megan in the dressing room.
You mean the Wilson sisters are in?
And we're out?
I'm sorry, ladies. That's just the way it is. They're hot, you're not, so deal with it, huh? You, straighten up that blouse right now.
That's impossible! We've been on that catwalk every summer
Let's just cut to the chase. Who do we have to sleep with for us to get in the show?
Oh, honey, you're so barking up the wrong tree right now, really.
If you nail this, you're a shoo-in for the cover of Hampton's Magazine.
Darlings, where have you been?
Megan, don't! This is unacceptable!
They just messed with the wrong girls. I've been looking everywhere for you. Can we get the Wilson sisters their outfits now, please? Go, go, go!
Peace to Callan.
Hey. Can we talk?
Of course.
Listen, you were incredible at the nightclub last night.
Thank you.
Incredible.
Thanks.
And Heather's going to be leaving after the party tonight, and I was thinking, you know, maybe you could come by around 2. Make that 3 a.m.
Callan looks over at Marcus, who gives it a warning little shake of the hand.
You know what? I don't think so.
Excuse me?
Heath, you think I'm just a booty call? Well, not. And I deserve better than that. I'm tired of being your doormat.
Marcus, Lisa, and Tori watch and smile.
Doormat? Honey.
He holds her chin gently.
What makes you think you're that special?
He then punches her chin playfully and walks away. Marcus follows Heath.
Asswipe.
Marcus punches Heath, sending him sprawling over a table of glasses. Heath gets up and turns to Marcus.
You're gonna regret that.
I'm so scared.
Oh my God! Tiffany! Thank you so much, honey.
I am so proud of you.
Thanks. I wish I didn't feel so crappy.
Oh, honey.
He caresses her hair.
Sometimes a man can't see, and he has someone so special sitting right in front of him.
Are you, like, a lesbian?
Margaret stops looking into her eyes.
I better go get changed.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, this evening we are proud to present the Fall Couture line Aubrey Allure. Please take your seats.
Gina and Shanice gate crash.
Excuse me. Not on the list.
Invitation my ass. They don't know how we do.
No.
Let's just play. Okay.
Having crawled under a marquee flap to get in, they take drinks from a passing waiter. The show begins. Camera Smash has models with long legs, high heels, and sparkling short dresses strut down the catwalk. Wearing an assortment of feathered headgear, the models pirouette. Backstage, Aubrey supervises as Brittany and Tiffany approach him.
Go, go, take my people.
Aubrey looks confused as they throw their arms around him.
Didn't we just have this conversation? Can we get these fantastic supermodels back into their dressing rooms, please?
I can't
please?
Believe it.
Marcus and Kevin appear on the catwalk in flouncy skirts. The child kisses his fingers in appreciation. Kevin in pink, purple, and blue, and Marcus in red, pink, and purple, swing their hips and strut down the catwalk. Oozing sassiness, they make ungainly poses for a barrage of photographers' flashes. With frilly hats atop the long blonde wigs, the two mince back up the catwalk and off stage. Next up, in basques and short skirts, are Tiffany and Brittany. The slender Wilson sisters strap their stuff. Backstage, Megan smiles evilly at Heather as they both hold up ostrich dresses.
These ought to get the critics' attention.
They rush into changing cubicles. Marcus and Brittany strut onto stage together, each entering from a different side. The audience gapes at them. Then Brittany and Marcus gape at each other. Marcus hurriedly covers his face with a pink fan. Brittany pulls the fan away and looks in horror at Marcus, who scampers back up the catwalk. To the audience's amusement, Brittany chases, but then both remember to turn back and pose before heading off stage. Brittany follows Marcus to his side. Aubrey chases across the back of the stage to drag Brittany back to the other side.
Okay, second changes, everybody. Go, go, go. Now!
This will be a nice little treat.
Heather's fiendishly stirring a big bucket of crimson liquid as she addresses a grinning Megan. The audience collapses into laughter when Marcus and Kevin appear on the catwalk in the ostrich dresses, which have feathered skirts, body-stocking tops, and the neck of the ostrich draped round their shoulders, with a comic head dangling limply. Aubrey looks on in horror.
Oh, my God, what's happening?
That's not mine!
Okay.
Turning to make a hasty exit, Marcus and Kevin bowl over the models behind them.
Just give me your hand. Maybe I can.
Marcus and Kevin try to help the models out. One model's dress gets ripped and the beads from it cascade to the floor. Arms and legs go in all directions as people slip on the beads. Heaving a model back onto the catwalk, Kevin backs into another, sending her flying.
Oh, she's okay.
I'm ruined.
Aubrey collapses. Karen sees Heather and Megan on a gantry above.
It's like some people just don't know when to quit. Come on, girls.
Karen leads Tori and Lisa away. Models slip and career off the catwalk onto tables.
Karen, what are you doing?
Look, someone has got to give those girls a taste of their own medicine.
Karen sets a winch going, which jolts the gantry, sending Heather and Megan plummeting onto the catwalk. Heather and Megan stagger to their feet, only to be rained on by two buckets of crimson paint, which dip from the gantry. The paint splashes the audience. Photographers snap. A little guy with big spectacles wipes paint from his lenses and stands.
So revolutionary, it's so bold and so brilliant!
The audience rise to applaud. Heather and Megan, dripping from head to toe in red paint, wail, scream and run off stage. Marcus and Kevin, untouched by paint, pose for photographers as the audience show their appreciation, with Latrell clapping energetically. Brittany and Tiffany run on stage in pristine white dresses. Warren speaks into her cell phone.
Hit the lights.
The lights go out. Fountains of white sparks shoot up from the catwalk as a Chinese dragon dances on stage. The red and gold beast, supported by a line of people beneath its silken sides, sways mesmerically to the music as it encircles Marcus and Tiffany. Brittany and Kevin are left standing alone on stage as the dragon trots away. Audience are still clapping wildly at the display.
Brittany! Where are you?
Kevin spots ostrich feathers beneath the departing dragon. He sets off across the room, pounding across tabletops and dives at the dragon, toppling it. Marcus and Brittany emerge from beneath the beast.
Brittany!
Tiffany! He takes a gun but misses as Marcus knocks his hand away. Warren makes his way across the room as Kevin deals with thrusts and heat, slugs it out with Marcus. He knocks Marcus to the floor.
I told you were gonna regret it.
Marcus rises.
You hit like a bitch. Come on.
You run and I'll shoot you. Come on.
Warren leads Tiffany and Brittany away at gunpoint. Marcus and Heath are still slugging it out. Marcus spins Heath with a kick and lays him out. Russ punches Kevin and cracks him with a chair, all to no avail. Kevin stares out of his latex mask.
My turn.
Mama.
Gina sees Kevin knock Russ into a stack of glasses.
Girl, we gonna need some backup. Keisha? Hey, girl, call Nene and Laquan to tell them to bring the Vaseline and the straight razors. These bitches on some other shit.
What's going on?
Latrell and Tony surface from beneath the table.
The Vanagil's got Tiffany. What? No one messes with my queen.
What? Are you okay? No. What's wrong? These damn G-strings are killing me. Oh.
Heath comes to and reaches for a gun in front of him.
Freeze! FBI.
Harper and Gomez. Kevin addresses them.
You guys take care of those two. We're gonna go after Vandegill.
Copeland, you're gonna need this.
Gomez chucks him a pistol.
Come on, let's go.
Kevin catches up with Warden and aims his pistol.
FBI, please!
Heather and Megan appear, their once blonde hair now bright red.
Daddy, what are you doing?
Heather, why don't you take your mother and your sister and go on home?
Daddy, why are you doing this?
Daddy didn't tell you? He's broke.
What do you mean broke? Like Martha Stewart broke? Or MC Hammer broke?
MC Hammer broke.
Denise films the scene.
I've been funneling money out of the charity into a private account just to get us by.
Denise, a cameraman beside her, slips and blows their cover.
Are you filming this? Are you filming this? I'll give you something to shoot.
Kevin dives and knocks Denise out of the way of the bullet.
Get out of my way!
I can't do that.
No!
Latrell dives between Warren and Marcus and takes a bullet.
Drop it!
Kevin pumps a bullet into Warren, who drops. Tony runs to Latrell's side.
I got you, man. Hey, we're gonna get that stain now. Don't worry.
Don't move!
Kevin stands over Warren.
Warren Vandegill, you are under arrest.
Marcus is at Latrell's side.
Hey, I just wanted to tell you I appreciate what you did. That was real brave of you.
I had no choice. I couldn't let them take my
one true love away.
Latrell caresses his cheek.
Hey, dude, I ain't what you think I am.
Baby, we all got secrets. It's okay.
Marcus rips off his latex mask and blonde wig. Everyone stares. Latrell looks horrified.
Are you telling me that you are not...
Yeah, I'm not a woman.
White? Oh, the deception! The betrayal, man, you deceived me!
Calm down, I'm an FBI agent. I was uncovering a...
Negro, please! Didn't somebody tell you this was an all-white party? Huh? Someone get this jigaboo away from me.
Kevin.
Are you okay?
Denise smiles.
Yeah, I'm fine. Thank you. So do I get to see my knight in shining armor?
Well...
Get a lick!
Gina and Shanice jump Kevin. Gina's on his back. Marcus watches.
The little hell. You ain't me. Never met nobody it's like me.
Me.
You don't know who you make with my name.
Me.
Steve. Hello.
It's me. It's me.
Gina rips his mask and hair off.
Kevin?
Latrell?
Gina.
Marcus?
Oh, this is some Jerry Springer shit.
The chief paces in red paint.
Once again, you guys managed to do everything I told you not to do. You caused over $250,000 worth of damage. Two people were shot, but at least you got the right guy. Good work.
Thanks a lot, Chief. But we couldn't have done it without Gomez and Harper.
All right. See you all in the office tomorrow.
All right. Hey, good work, guys.
Kevin spots Denise doing a piece to camera.
Who will be featured on the cover of Hampton's magazine?
All right, I gotta go take care of some business.
The chief chuckles.
See you guys on Monday.
So, who do you think wore those panties you were sniffing? Kevin or Marcus?
Gomez, I told you. I was looking for DNA.
Oh, yeah.
Harper glares at the chief.
Oh, what are you laughing at, Denzel?
Oh, what a beautiful chocolate man.
Hey, you guys got some work to do?
I'm Denise Porter. Good night.
Denise eyes Kevin coolly when he approaches.
Denise? Hi. I'm Kevin Copley. I'm an FBI agent. I make $30,000 a year after taxes. I don't drive a Bentley, and I don't have a house on the hill. But I'd really, really, really like to take you out.
Are you kidding me? Any man...
Her expression softens.
...who would jump in front of a bullet for me... ...can definitely take me on a date.
He kisses her on the cheek, and they hug. Marcus approaches Gina, who's with Shanice.
Baby...
Come on, girl, let's go.
Wait, can I just, please...
Marcus, I have nothing more to say to you.
I know, just listen to me, please. Gina, I lied to you. I've hid things from you. But I've never cheated on you. But I am guilty. I'm guilty of paying more attention to my job than I do my wife. I'm guilty of not appreciating all the little things you do for me. Like getting your hair done.
Gina's surprised.
Wearing that sweet-smelling Chanel cologne I love so much. On my biggest crime... Because I didn't tell you I loved you every single day.
Ugh. I'm not even gonna let him off that easy. Let's
Will
go.
Will you shut up?
Okay. I love you.
They look into each other's eyes and kiss. The trailer's with Tiffany and Brittany. Brittany Caddy's baby was in a baseball cap.
A wheelchair?
Yes, but the feeling will come back, I promise. Making my way downtown, walking fast, faces passing, I'm home now. Back up, Tony.
Karen, Lisa, and Tori.
Hey, girls.
Hey.
Hi. So you guys were pretending to be them the entire time?
Yes, we were, but we was only doing our job. I hope you guys aren't too pissed off at us.
I'm so bummed. We liked Brittany and Tiffany, like... so much more when you were them. So much more.
So I guess this means we won't be hanging out anymore.
Oh, don't say that. Of course we will. We'll hang out.
Yeah, we're gonna all get together and we're gonna go
shopping!
ITFC audio description by Amy DeLarabiti, Helen Basie, and James O'Hara. Directed by Keenan Ivory Wayans. Screenplay by Keenan Ivory Wayans and Sean Wayans and Marlon Wayans and Andy McElfresh and Michael Anthony Snowden and Xavier Cook. Story by Keenan Ivory Wayans and Sean Wayans and Marlon Wayans. Produced by Keenan Ivory Wayans, Sean Wayans, Marlon Wayans, Rick Alvarez, Lee R. Mays. Director of Photography, Stephen Bernstein, SC. Production designer, Paul J. Peters. Film editors, Jeffrey Stephen Dawson, Stuart Pappy. Casting by Lisa Beach, CSA, and Sarah Katzman, CSA. Music by Teddy Castellucci. Music supervision by Lisa Brown. Makeup effects created by Greg Cannon and Keith Vanderland. Costume designer, Jory Woodman. Revolution Studios presents a Wayans Brothers production. A film by Keenan Ivory Wayans. Unit production manager, Fran Rosati. Unit production manager, Lee R. Mays. First assistant director, Jim Brebner. Second assistant director, James A. Bedonti. Cast, Kevin Copeland, Sean Wayans, Marcus Copeland, Marlon Wayans, Helle van der Gelt, Jamie King, Chief Elliot Gordon, Frankie Faison, Agent Jake Harper, Lachlan Monroe, Warren van der Gelt, John Hurd, Karen, Busy Phillips, Patrell Spencer, Terry Crews, Megan van der Gelt, Brittany Daniel, Agent Vincent Gomez, Eddie Velez. Tori, Jessica Caulfield, Brittany Wilson, Maitland Ward, Tiffany Wilson, and Dudek. Denise Porter, Rochelle Ates. Lisa, Jennifer Carpenter. Gina Copeland, Fawn Chambers. Heath, John Reardon. Russ, Party Boy, Stephen Gray. Shanice, Drew Sedora. Tony, Casey Lee. Saleswoman, Helen McDonald. Aubrey, Kevin Blatch. Russian, Taras Kostyuk. Drug dealer, Zoltan Barabbas. Dealer henchman, Brad Laurie, Paul Lazenby. Josh, David Lewis. Hampton's hotel guy, Ben Nempton. Elaine Vandergelt, Susie Joachim. Hampton's girls, Kirby O'Neill, Shannon Dagg, Jennifer Berry. Hampton's guy, Patrick Bainham. Wheelchair girl, Christy Angus. First snatcher, Marshall Virtue. Arnold Spitzer, John Moore. Strippers, Fraser Aitchison, James Michaelopoulos. FBI agent, Ricardo Scarabelli. Boys at Beach, Liam Ranger, Zach Nicholson. Waitress, Luciana Caro. Waiter at Hampton's restaurant, Michael Shaw. Housekeeper, Lillian Lee. Karen's backup dancers, Melissa Panton, Catherine Schellenberg. Vandergelt dance team, Heather Robertson, Joanne Pasuchich, Jennifer Oleksiuk. Fashion critic, David Mansky. And baby the dog, Charlie. Music, Latin Thugs, performed by Cypress Hill. Dance City, written and performed by Oscar Hernandez. You Can't Touch This, written by Kirk Ferrell, Rick James and Alonzo Miller. Guantanamera, written by Julian Orban, Pete Seeger, Jose Fernando Diaz, Hector Angulo, and Jose Martin. La Bamba, written by Richie Valens. Hamers Wilson, performed by the Pen 15 Club. Shake It Like a White Girl, performed by Jesse James. Kenner Quartet and E-flat Major, Kerkel 493, written by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. It's My Life, performed by No Doubt. A Thousand Miles, written and performed by Vanessa Carlton. Realist Niggas, performed by Notorious B.I.G. and 50 Cent. Trouble, written by Tim Armstrong and Alicia Moore, performed by Pink. Concerto No. 3 in F Major, Opus 8, Autumn, written by Antonio Vivaldi. This Love, performed by Maroon 5. That's Amore, performed by Dean Martin. I Wanna Know, performed by Joe. A Simple Histoire, A Simple Story, performed by Thievery Corporation. Tipsy, performed by Jake Kwan. I Got That, Boom Boom, performed by Britney Spears. Crazy in Love, performed by Beyoncé. It's Tricky, performed by Rum DMC. Satisfaction, performed by Benny Benassi, featuring The Biz. Let's Get It Started, performed by Black Eyed Peas. Move Your Feet, performed by Junior Senior. White Girls, performed by Mighty Casey. Copyright Revolution Studios Distribution Company, LLC, all rights reserved. Revolution Studios Distribution Company, LLC, is the author of this film, motion picture, for the purpose of copyright and other laws. The logos for Motion Picture Association of America, number 40133, IATSC, International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees, Kodak, UBCP, the Union of BC Performers, Dolby Digital, SDDS, Sony Dynamic Digital Sound, and DTS. The characters and incidents portrayed and the names herein are fictitious, and any similarity to the name, character or history of any person is entirely coincidental and unintentional. American Humane Association monitored the animal action. No animal was harmed in the making of this film. AHA 00575. This motion picture photoplay is protected pursuant to the provisions of the laws of the United States of America and other countries. Any unauthorized duplication and or distribution of this photoplay may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. Released by Columbia Pictures, a Sony Pictures Entertainment Company.